Speaking of oceanography and site selection, we have Damian Brady from the University of Maine, based at the Darwin Marine Center, to show us what the really cool high-tech stuff out there to help us find the best sites.
Yeah, that seems like a lot to do. But let me just say, I feel like I was at the all four of these, right? This is the fourth annual. This is an amazing turnout, and it's really grown. I think we were like 30 or 40 people maybe in a room the first year, so this is really exciting. Dana mentioned that the number one thing people need to do is do their homework, so I'm here from the University of Maine to give you homework if you decide to come to our session. But I'm going to really concentrate on products that have come around in the last year that I think help deliver the types of site information that you need, whether you're a recirculating aquaculture system going for your permit, or you are a sea vegetable grower, or you are in the shellfish industry. I think there's a whole suite of information now that are available that wasn't available even a year ago. Later on, I'm going to talk initially about the National Aqua Mapper. So if you're not familiar with this tool, NOAA has essentially compiled all the layers that they think an aquaculturist might be interested in and put it all in one place. It's got a lot of really interesting information. It's dynamically updated, so if they change regulations based on, let's say, new northern right whale rules, they'll update those layers, for instance, so an aquaculturist knows that. It has all the output from their models, some of their satellite imagery. So, for instance, I'm just showing the mean annual current along the coast. So the one thing that you're going to notice in a lot of NOAA's products is that the resolution is fairly coarse. So if you are an inshore aquaculturist and you have to make a decision, it's hard to use some of NOAA's tools. So I'm going to move beyond those tools, and you can kind of see the list of the kind of crazy list of things that they put together, and some of it you'll have to take with a grain of salt. So from there, I'm going to talk a little bit about high resolution information that growers can use that are close to shore. On the bottom, I have just a suite of different images of the coast that represent primarily temperature, turbidity, and chlorophyll. So from an aquaculture point of view, and working with pretty much all the sectors at this point, they're interested in temperature all the time, whether it's for super chill, whether it's for maximizing growth rate. They're interested in temperature all the time. They're interested in chlorophyll and in particular organic matter, bivalve food. For the purposes of some others, they're interested in nutrients and light attenuation. So we'll be talking about those kinds of products that are now, for the first time, at a 20 to 30 meter resolution that only became available starting in around 2014 and have only been applied to aquaculture since maybe 2017. So every 16 days, we're getting a new image of the coast. So each year, our understanding of these systems are getting better and better, and how aquaculturists can really benefit from them. Then this is a slide, and Carter just showed a type of image of the slide. We're trying to bring it now all together. So if we know the temperature, and we know the food resource, and we know the nutrients, can we start to come up with optimization maps for a couple of these species? I bring this one up because this is a really interesting, because it's temperature. And for an oyster grower, for instance, peak temperature is really, really important. So this is peak temperature in July and August. And so we're looking at areas that look like the upper Damariscotta, and then applying that and finding all sorts of areas along the coast that might be interesting in the future. But you couple that to AquaMapper that has got all of NOAA's layers, for instance, on bottom water velocity, bottom water temperatures, and we're going to generate a tool that expands from those three species to sea vegetables pretty soon, as well as sea scallops. So we're excited about all those tools, and you can come to our session at 3:10 if you like looking at maps and trying to understand nearshore oceanography in Maine and how it applies to aquaculture.